Chapter 56, 10 a.m. Malone marveled at the Pyrenees. Their crests seemed to roll to infinity. Between the summits lay sun-scorched valleys, deep and foreboding, the haunts of Charlemagne, the Franks, Visigoths, and Moors. They'd taken two cars, his rental and Cassiopeia's Land Rover. Their exit from the chateau had been clever. The ruse, using the workers' clothing, apparently working, since there'd been no tails. He had to give Cassiopeia credit. She was imaginative. Before heading up into the mountains, they'd stopped and purchased clothes. Saint Agulu, perched on the rim of a precipice, surrounded by terraced hills at the end of a narrow highway. The village, not much larger than Rennes-le-Château, was a mass of time-worn limestone buildings. Malone stopped short of entering the town, easing off into the trees, down a narrow dirt lane. Cassiopeia cruised in behind him. They climbed out into sharp mountain air. "I don't think it's a good idea for all of us to just ride in there," he said. "This doesn't look like a place that receives a whole lot of tourists."
"He's right," Mark said. "Let me and Jeffrey do it. Just a couple of guys out hiking. That's not unusual for summer."
Cassiopeia objected.
"Mark knows these mountains. He speaks the language," said Torvaldsen. "Let him and the brother go."
Mark and Jeffrey strolled through the main gate and into a tight plaza shaded by trees. One vestige of any former glory in the town came from the church, which rose at the end of the plaza. Its size and grandeur spoke of a lost prosperity and power.
"Interesting that a small town like this has a church that size," Jeffrey said.
"I've seen others like it. 500 years ago, this was a thriving market center, so a church would have been a must. Let's start there. The local priest may be helpful."